Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. April 21st, 2023. On the verge of Leishma. Being on the verge of Leishma is a very special state. I am glad that we have achieved it, and we can already, all together, help each other and try to enter Leishma. Even just getting closer to this state is also a huge achievement. Leishma is a quality of the Creator, but we can already grasp it, understand it, and feel it. Concerning Leishma, for her sake. In order for a person to obtain Leishma, one needs an awakening from above, as it is an illumination from above and it is not for the human mind to understand. Rather, he who tastes, knows. It is said about this, "Taste and see that the Lord is good." Baal HaSulam, Shemati Article Number 20, Leishma, for her sake. To do this, it is necessary to make efforts, pay attention, have sensitivity of the heart, and as much as possible do this jointly, together. And if with all this, we do not feel any reaction, then we can only pray, that is, ask the Creator to listen to us, and teach us, how to turn to Him. Then there will already be a mutual connection between us. On the one hand it is said that the Creator hears everyone's prayer. But on the other hand this prayer needs correction because it is not raised by everyone from the correct place. After the transgression of the tree of knowledge, we were thrown far away from each other as if by an explosion and flew in all directions. And now we need to gradually connect back together with the additional egoism that we received during the shattering. To do this, we need to feel how far apart we are and that we cannot get closer to each other and altogether get closer to the Creator. And since we discover that we are completely unfit for this, it is necessary to raise a prayer. Prayer should be as close as possible to our common heart, to the union of our inner desires. Therefore we want to reveal all the desires of our friends and unite them in order to bring everything together to the Creator to give Him our heart. Try to imagine such a state and stay in it all 24 hours a day. Gradually we are getting closer to such work due to the desire to help our friends and be together as one man with one heart. We are trying to take at least a small step, but together. Otherwise, it will not work, it will not cause the right reaction. Thus we take step by step in the direction of the Creator until we feel that He is coming toward us. To take a step together means to want to unite so as to become a kli to serve the Creator. From the first part of the Daily Kabbalah Lesson April 15, 2023. On the verge of Leishma. External connection. Question: how can one correctly appraise a member of the Ten? Answer: nowadays a very extensive, stormy external connection is needed because we are very small and our egoism is very primitive. It is difficult for us to get out of ourselves, to sacrifice our little egoistic world because external society and life influence us too much. We must get good help from a friend and the environment. Comment: recently you have been focusing on the connection among groups. My response: of course, this is mutual assistance. Therefore, I am very happy when students come to us, for internships and for congresses. They see how we live. It means a lot to them. They absorb our spirit. After returning home, they pass it on, compare it, and try to work like us. It brings us closer to each other. From Cab TV's I got a call. How many people should be in a group December 29, 2012? The mechanism for a positive impact on the world. We are all in the same network. Therefore, those who can strongly influence this network are the engines of positive direction in humanity. After all, it is possible to influence only by the power of bestowal, kindness, and love. Not in any other way. The opposite force, which is selfishness, hatred, and violence, immediately switches off there, a restriction, symptom, occurs, and the network is blocked. to the extent that people approach spirituality and become like the spiritual system, they act positively because in the higher world there is a filter that allows only positive influence to pass through. The upper world is very simple, in it there is a maxim or passer through which only a positive influence passes, only a striving for connection. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. How to Manipulate People, January 16, 2013. Thanks to the group. Question: is the group like a laboratory for you? Have you sort of created an environment for yourself that allows you to develop directly? Answer: yes, of course. They are with me, and I am with them. Absolutely. If it were not for the group, I would have developed in a different direction. The group pulls me down by my legs, it grounds me. Look at what kind of TV recordings we have about family, about love, about unemployment, and so on. We have everything there. All this can be found in the archive. I myself would have never produced this. But the host starts pulling information out of me like a magician pulling out colored handkerchiefs tied together, and I talk. I could not have done it without the group. What we have done in recent years, the method of correction for beginners, the method of raising children, courses for beginners, none of this existed in Kabbalah. All of this is brand new. And all is suitable for our time. Without the group, I would never have developed this. After all, I just talk, and then students make it all and sew it into a program. I could not physically handle it and would not even go this way at all. I would rather aim upward. I would not have the language to explain everything. I would be spinning around the world of Adzilut in my research, but not in this. The students are constantly bringing me down to earth. And rightly so, because the world demands it. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. Who controls Lateman? December 27, 2012. Spiritually powerful structure. Question: when a certain opinion that something is important is formed around people, it can affect some but not others. How can you influence the masses to make it work? Answer: only through the internal network of connections between all of us. We are all tied into one network. But a person who is not engaged in spiritual work has very little effect on it. However, my influence on this network is really strong because I am a part of it. With the help of intentions and corresponding qualities that I have specially created in me, I influence the entire system. It turns out that we get locked in this way. My impact on the general system of humanity is billions of times greater than that of an ordinary person. This is the only way. As for the media and everything else we do in our world, humanity has very little effect on the general system. Our main influence should be directed at correcting the world. If we create its correct microstructure from ourselves and this microstructure is spiritually powerful in the general structure of the world, then it will influence everything else most of all. Although this will be done by a small group, maybe only 100 people, but in terms of its power and quality, it will surpass the rest of the world billions of times over. That is the way this is arranged. It is just as in the human brain where everything is controlled by a tiny microprocessor the size of a match head, and everything else are auxiliary systems around it. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. How to Manipulate People. January 16, 2023.